Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple.
Hey guys.
Take one. Hello everyone.
Today is a special bonus episode. It is actually Chris's birthday. Happy birthday, Christian. Chris,
thank you.
Chris, that's the second time I've slipped. Oh my God.
Thank you, everyone.
I call him Christian. It's so weird for me to call him Chris because I always call him Christian, but...
It's the big 5-0.
Yeah, you are halfway to a hundy, old man. So we thought we would do a special bonus episode. We had talked about this actually, I don't know, a few weeks ago. And we had said, oh, we should do a get to know your host episode on each of our birthdays. And today is Chris's birthday, big 5-0. And I actually have no idea what he's going to talk about. I have no idea. So I'm just sitting here. I'm just going to wing it on my end. Usually we come into these prepared. We have an outline and notes and all this stuff, but I have no idea. So I'm just going to go with it and I'm going to let Chris take the lead.
And hopefully I get a couple facts that Robin does not know about.
Oh, God. I hear Marshmallow barking upstairs. We record down in the basement because it's more soundproof. I don't know what she's
barking at. It's because she misses me.
It probably is. Yeah, I have no idea what he's going to say. And yeah, we'll see if there's anything that is new to me. I thought we were an old married couple and we knew everything about each other. But
We'll see.
All right, go for it.
So a first fun fact is these are some famous celebrities that have the same birthday as me.
Oh, that is fun. Okay.
James Earl Jones.
Ooh, Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. Kid Rock.
Ooh, okay.
Betty White.
Actually, ooh, I love Betty White. I didn't know her birthday was the same as yours.
Yeah.
But back to Kid Rock. I know I said ew. Not my style of music, but we had a blast at his bar in Nashville.
Yes.
So I'm going to retract my ew. Good food, good drinks. Good music. There was a good cover band. So I take back my ew. Un-ew. Okay. Betty White. She's amazing. And I didn't know she shared your birthday.
Michelle Obama.
Ooh, good one.
Jim Carrey.
Good one.
Al Capone.
Interesting.
Benjamin Franklin.
Okay.
And Muhammad Ali.
Okay. Good people born on January 17th. Al Capone. We saw his...
Prison cell at the
Eastern State Penitentiary
in Philadelphia.
Yes. It was tricked out. Is that what the kids say? I don't even know.
Yes.
It was so nice. He had a TV in there. He had a nice couch, a nice bed.
He had carpet. Yeah. On the floor of his prison cell.
He had a VIP cell at that prison. Okay, carry on. Sorry. I'm going to keep interrupting because I don't have any notes in front of me.
So my first fact that I think Robin may not know.
Oh, God.
Was my violin teacher was in the Boston Pops.
I did not know that. Interesting. Okay. Where did you take lessons? At school or were they private lessons?
This was private lessons.
I was asking for the listeners.
Also took violin from him and guitar.
Oh, see, I didn't know that it was the same instructor for both because I knew you did guitar and violin, but I did not realize it was the same instructor. What did you say? Was it a family friend?
No, it was an instructor my dad found out through his contacts.
Okay, I didn't know if it was
I had him for almost 10 years. He was a very good instructor.
Did he teach any of your other siblings any instruments?
I can't remember if he did or not.
Your dad knew some interesting people, so that's why I asked. Because remember you said he was friends with a parapsychiatrist or a parapsychologist or something? And he said he had some interesting friends. So that's why in the back of my head I kind of thought it was a family friend, but apparently not.
All right.
Okay.
You might know this, but I don't know. So you know my favorite meal.
Meatloaf,
mashed potatoes, and peas. But do you know my second favorite meal?
Well, is it the grilled cheese and tomato soup?
That's number 3.
Oh. Then, no, I don't.
My second
just
favorite...
Just heard a huge bang. Something's happening upstairs in our house.
My second favorite meal is pizza. Any kind of pizza.
Oh, I should have known that. That was dumb.
So, also...
Should we talk about your favorite pizza while we've got you?
That could be a whole episode, all our favorite pizza places.
I'd say yes to that, but most of them are local. And like, if somebody from Texas is listening, they're not going to know what the Town Spa is. Shout out Town Spa, Stoughton, Massachusetts. Best pizza on the planet.
Second best for me. My favorite is Frank Pepe's in Connecticut.
All right, well, that's my second favorite. That pizza is so good, but not as good as the Town Spa. The Town Spa, South Shore Bar Pizza, it's so good. They're crust with the laced edges. Oh, my God. Okay,
all right, so
all these interruptions are what you get.
So, also in the year I was born, Barry Manilow's number one song for the year was Mandy.
I know that song, and for people who can't do math, what year was it that you were born?
1975.
Yes.
Also,
Big 5-0.
Wheel of Fortune premiered.
With Pat Sajak?
Yes. No.
No.
It was before him.
Okay.
Microsoft was founded.
Okay.
The Vietnam was officially over.
The war?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
The movie Jaws came out.
Ooh, and most of that, or all of it, was filmed here in Massachusetts.
Yes. And Viking 1 made it out to Mars.
Oh.
Also, this is when Saturday Night Live premiered.
I did not know that.
All right, so maybe some other stuff you might not know.
Okay.
My least favorite household chore.
Oh, should I know this? I should probably know this, and when you say it, I'm going to be like, oh.
Is shoveling snow.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought you meant like inside the house, and I was unloading the dishwasher, because everybody hates that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, shoveling snow is actually the worst, but I feel like you do more of the snow blowing these days, and we save the heavy lifting for the children, as it should be.
All right, and this is just an unusual fact.
Oh, God.
I hate grilling food.
Is that why we no longer have a grill?
Yes.
I didn't know you hated it.
I hate it.
Oh my God, why? It's so easy.
I think it's just too messy, and I like to cook in the house and clean the pans.
Okay, okay. That's fair enough.
I've never liked grilling.
I didn't know that.
I'll eat grilled food, so.
Because we've had several grills over the years. Actually, I think your parents got us the first one.
For our anniversary.
When we got married. Yeah. But yeah, that one, it died. Or did you just make it die so you could get rid of it? Now I know.
All right. Some facts about me. I have 3 tattoos.
Yes. And I want him to have more, but he's very stubborn about this.
I need to think about it and visualize it for a while.
Yeah, for a while. Like, we're on, what, like, at least 10 years now. The last one you got was which one? The
Air Force symbol.
Air Force symbol on your arm. Tattoos are sexy.
I have run for local town office.
Yes.
I was in a band. And I took musical lessons on the guitar, violin, and piano, as you know earlier. And I can play the song Yankee Doodle Dandy on all 3.
He plays this day. Yankee Doodle Dandy every time we see. You know, like sometimes there are random pianos. Most recently it was in, what airport? Was it Orlando? No, it was San Diego?
San Diego.
He stopped and busted out his version of Yankee Doodle Dandy on the piano. And there's one, we go to New Hampshire a lot. You guys know this. And there's a piano up in Littleton, New Hampshire. It's outside of Chutter's, which is the world's largest candy counter. Amazing store. And they have all kinds of old-fashioned candy and whatnot. And there's a piano out in front of Chutter's on the sidewalk. And every time he passes it, we get to hear him bust out Yankee Doodle Dandy. I have a video from San Diego. I sent it in the group chat to your whole family.
Oh, nice. Also, I don't know if you knew this already, but
he's looking at me funny.
I love marshmallow.
I think I knew that.
And this is another reason I love Robin. I'm not a big meat eater, but any meat that I eat has to be cooked, not well done, but very,
very
well
done. Yes. We were both raised similarly. I feel like your dad or your mom grilled or cooked their meat all the way. So did my parents. And now we've been to several restaurants where we've said we want our cheeseburgers very well done.
Yes.
And some place calls it hockey pucked. What place is that? I know where it was. It was in New Hampshire. It was the Black Mountain Burger. She'll be like, oh, so you wanted hockey pucked? And we'll be like, yes, please.
Yes.
Yes.
And I am a gardener. I love growing vegetables. My favorite thing to grow is tomatoes, but I won't eat any because I don't like tomatoes. I just love the smell, and they're so easy to grow.
It's the satisfaction of getting 500 million tomatoes from the few seeds that...
Luckily, Robin and my middle child eats the tomatoes.
Yes.
I know how to ski, but I don't anymore. I'm a little too old.
You're not too old, but you've got a bad knee, which...
Bad knees. That's from the military and the firefighting.
Yeah, you definitely need to take it easy on that knee or knees.
My favorite hobby is I love reading, and I'll read anything and everything. And I probably end up reading 3 to 5 books a month. And
I feel like that's a low estimate.
I'm excited that Robin's becoming a reader.
Yes. Yes, I got a pile of books last year, and it sat on our coffee table collecting dust. But I decided I'm going to be a reader, so I've been reading.
One thing I'm looking forward to the most is I can't wait to move to Florida and work at Disney World with Robin.
Oh my God, I know. I could talk about this all day. We actually have to dedicate an entire episode to Disney and our love of Disney, but that is both of our dreams. Once the kids are older, we want to move to the Orlando area, and we both want to work at Disney. And
yes.
I don't know. Did you say you want to work down in the Utilidor, down in like the accounting department?
I have it's coming in unknown fact.
Oh, okay.
It'll be coming up later.
Because I actually was going to say the other thing that you've talked about, and I don't know if that's the unknown fact.
It's not. It's my second choice. I'll tell you my first choice.
Okay, okay. Well, I want to work at the Haunted Mansion, so I just want to get that in there, because that's my dream. Oh my God, I would die.
So one thing about me is I have horrible, horrible handwriting.
This is true. I can confirm this.
So bad. One time when my oldest was in elementary school, I sent in a note to dismiss him early that day.
Oh my God.
And I got a call from the school.
They thought he was forging it.
Because they thought my son wrote the note.
That's hysterical.
And I had to say, no, that was me.
That's awesome. But your handwriting is atrocious.
Did I already mention, did I love Marsh? Did I
mention that already? Oh my God.
All right. Moving on.
Give it a rest, you two.
One thing.
She loves him just as much as he loves her. She will sit there and just gaze lovingly into his eyes for hours on end.
And
I understand the love you two have.
One thing I love almost as much as Marsh. As what Robin has introduced into my life is pedicures.
Yes,
I love them,
yes.
We try to go once a month.
We actually go every 3 weeks because I have an ingrown toenail that they take care of. But his feet, when I first started dating him and first married him, were very, very bad. And pedicures have made his feet nice and supple. They're soft. They don't have the crust on them anymore. It's been a joy to go to pedicures every few weeks with you.
All right. One thing that I can do...
He's like, all right.
...is I can juggle. And
yes.
I taught myself while working the night shift as a 911 operator.
Yes, that is interesting. You should go through all the jobs you've had over the years at some point.
Yeah.
Because that's not your most interesting.
That could be next year.
Yeah, that's definitely not your most interesting.
I do have one scar on my finger from our firefighter incident.
Yes, you should definitely get more into that. My dad actually said he wanted to hear more about your military stuff. We should do that maybe next year for Veterans Day, get into more of your stories. Because that's a crazy story, the scar on your finger story.
Yes.
So you definitely need to share that at some point here.
So getting back to a fact Robin might not know. This is for Disney, and it would be my dream job for Disney.
Okay, what? Because it's not an accountant.
No.
And then the thing that I thought you might say, because remember you said you wanted to be a janitor at one point? Because they just kind of get to walk around the parks, and you get to talk to people a little bit, but you also get to keep to yourself. And then some of them get to draw those cool, like, Pluto or Mickey out of water.
That is my second backup job.
Because
that would be an awesome
job. But
so,
go.
For my dream job, I don't have any experience or education, but it's a dream job.
Mm-hmm.
So my dream job would be the stage manager at Hollywood Studios, either for the Indiana Jones show or the Beauty and the Beast show.
Okay. So when you say the stage manager for the Indiana Jones, do you mean like the narrator, the guy,
no,
the host, or like the behind the scenes?
Behind the scenes. I'm not acting. I'm not singing or dancing. I'm okay. The person behind the scenes organizing everything.
Okay.
Going through a checklist to make sure everything gets done, but you get to watch the show and make sure it goes off without a hitch.
I did not know this about you.
That would be my dream job.
Beauty and the Beast is my favorite animated Disney movie of all time. So obviously I love that a million times over. And the Indiana Jones show is awesome. That, I would say,
it's my favorite show.
That would be one that I would love to see you work at, because it's such a cool show. It's funny and it's exciting and they've got explosions and... They don't even do the audience participation anymore, I don't think, since
I don't think
COVID.
So. Yeah, they haven't. They haven't brought it back.
They actually had people from the audience go up on stage, if you've never seen it. It's such a good show. If you've been to Disney and not gone to see the show, go on your next trip, because it's amazing. I would love that for you, but you're right, you don't have any experience, so you might have to take some classes. Or you could probably start at the bottom and work your way up.
Well, we have time.
We have time. We're still young. You're only 50.
So another thing you might not know is a movie that I cried, made me cry.
Oh. The Notebook?
No, I haven't seen The Notebook.
I've never seen The Notebook either. I don't like that kind of stuff. Is it something where an animal died? Because I don't want to talk about this if it is.
No.
Okay. I don't know.
It's the movie Field of Dreams. Oh. It gets you choked up so much.
Well, you want to hear a confession? I've never seen that movie.
Well, don't watch it with me then.
I thought it was a feel-good movie. Was it a feel-good movie?
It was.
Okay. I was like, why are you crying? Because I thought there was a happy movie.
All right.
Is that the one, Dream It and They Will Come?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Build It, They Will Come.
That's it. Yeah, I didn't see that movie. I'm not big on movies. I think we've talked about that here.
So my favorite sport to play is basketball.
Yes, I knew that.
And my favorite sport to watch is baseball.
Really?
Yes. I can speak a little bit of Spanish. Mm-hmm. I learned from all 4 years in high school, and I lived in South America in the military.
Yes. Did you talk about that? I forget. I think you mentioned it like really quick.
I think I mentioned it, but I don't think I said I learned Spanish from there. But it comes back to me every once in a while.
You did, because you said you lived in Panama. And
yes.
You could go to the Atlantic Ocean in the morning and the Pacific Ocean at night. You need to seriously do a whole episode about your military stuff.
Some things that I love comedy shows, theater shows, history or ghost walking tours, and I can do the beach, but only for a few hours at a time.
Yeah, he's the guy that will go to a museum and he reads everything. You know, like how they have like descriptions? He takes a long time. Like, I can just like glaze over it real quick, but he stops and he reads everything and he enjoys that.
And I like to working out on a stationary bike. Mm-hmm. And while I'm riding the bike, I love to watch YouTube videos.
Yes.
On big mansion tours or yacht tours.
Yeah, we talked about that on the TV, our favorite TV shows, how you like to watch yacht tours.
Yep. And that's because I'm daydreaming of me and Marsh sailing away to the Caribbean.
Notice just him and Marsh. I wasn't included in that.
Well, you were there.
We watch this guy, Peter Ancona.
Yep.
He's the guy that always says to manifest. I actually like his videos. He shows some really nice houses in the Miami area.
And I prefer hot tubs over the pool or the beach.
I will not step foot in a hot tub.
And
so you're in there by yourself.
Currently, I have never gone longer in my life than 3 days without shaving. Or a month without cutting my hair.
Thank you. I'm not a fan of facial hair on men at all in any form. And I don't love long hair on guys. So I appreciate that you're always well-kempt.
Okay. And to end it, this is going to be my last fact that you don't know.
Oh, God. Okay. I get so nervous. I don't know why I'm so nervous. I know it's like nothing.
And
it's earth-shattering.
I'm very excited and nervous about this.
Oh, God.
And I've been
Did
living...
Did you say anxiety?
Yes. I've been living this charade for a few years now.
What are you going to say you love that you don't actually love? Oh, my God. I'm so nervous now.
When we were down in Florida and we went to visit Gatorland...
Yes.
I couldn't bring myself to do it. But we had alligator for lunch.
You spit it out?
And I never tried it. I never put it in my mouth. I couldn't get past it.
Oh my God! I can't believe this.
Oh, it's off my chest.
Are you serious?
Yes, I couldn't go through with it.
Oh my God, it wasn't even that bad. It was just like slimy chicken.
I know, I couldn't go through with it.
Well, the rest of us did not chicken out. We got gator nuggets.
Yeah.
Gatorland was actually a
I've been living
great
this with this
day.
Lie for years.
Oh my God, I can't believe this about you. Well, now I feel like we have to get gator somewhere.
No.
You have to try it.
No, I don't want to.
I ate it. It was disgusting. I don't think I took more than a bite. I don't think we finished them.
Yeah.
Because it was gross. It was just slimy. It wasn't the taste. It was the slime. But okay. Well, I still love you. We're going to let this one slide. Now it's off your chest. And thank you for sharing all those fun facts. Nothing super earth-shattering that I'm going to divorce you over, obviously. happy birthday.
Again,
you're 50 today. I can't believe it. I hope you have an awesome day. I hope you like your presents that you're going to get. You're going to the Celtics with your oldest.
Yes.
Tonight. So you're going to have so much fun. This is going to be an awesome year. We theme our years. I think we've talked about this in the past. Last year was the year of shows. We went to 47 shows. This year is the year of Disney. So there are some Disney trips in the works. If you haven't caught on yet, we're obsessed with Disney. So
we're Disney adults.
We are. We're next level Disney adults. We love everything Disney. But back to you. Thank you. And I hope you have an awesome birthday today. And I love you. And I don't even know what next week is because this is a bonus episode. It might be the marshmallow episode. I actually don't even know what falls next week. It might be life hacks. I don't know. But thank you for all that. And I love you and happy birthday. And until next time.
See you later, alligator.
And a wild crocodile.